This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to the transatlantic political and economic relationship. After the rhetorical line of tornadoes that swept through the end of the Group of Seven summit this weekend, you heard President Trump refused to sign the agreed-upon summit deal after Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau complained of U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs at a news conference. Boy, was the president mad. Ian Bremmer is founder of the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. He said this is the moment U.S., Europe, and Canada fell out, despite economic consequences.
The G7 summit this weekend was a geopolitical equivalent of Trump firing Comey. It wasn't in his interest, but my God, it felt really good at the moment that he did it. It was petulant. It was Trump wanting to lash out at the American allies because he was hurt and he was angry and he felt like they didn't like him and they weren't doing what he demanded. And as a consequence, he did a lot of damage to those relationships that have taken decades to build up, but they're a lot easier to hurt. And a lot of ways that Trump would like to get his own foreign policy outcomes more towards his liking over time are going to be harder because these are people, these are relationships you have to cultivate, and he's actively spiked them.
But Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, was he being a jerk?
No, he wasn't at all. But he was being pretty tough-minded about being considered a national security threat and about the trade relationship with the United States, that he would hit back on tariffs. Trump has said that the reason you need America first is because all these other countries automatically are going to do the same thing for themselves. So he should have, in principle, expected it from another leader, but as soon as he got on that plane, he needed to get the last word in. It was not okay for him to leave early and for others to be setting the agenda.
Ian Bremmer, founder of the Eurasia Group, thank you so much.
David, good talk to you.